On War by General Karl von Clausewitz. Translated by Colonel J. J. Graham. Revised with footnotes by Colonel F. N. Maud, C.B. Introduction by Louise Wilmot, Principal Lecturer, Manchester Metropolitan University. Read by Martin Swain for Ukemi Audiobooks. Introduction by Louise Wilmot. On War holds a unique place among writings on military theory. Clausewitz himself expressed the hope that his study would not be forgotten after 2 or 3 years, and might be picked up more than once by those who are interested in the subject. This modest ambition has been more than fulfilled. On War has been described as the only truly great book on its subject, and the first to propose a comprehensive theory applicable to every stage of military history and practice. Of course, other writers have offered profound insights into various aspects of war. In the ancient world, there is the great study by Sun Tzu, The Art of War, dating approximately from the 4th century BC. In modern times, in addition to the works of military strategists such as Fuller and Little Hart, there are passages in the works of Machiavelli, and more recently of Lenin, Trotsky, and Mao, to name only a few. Yet On War continues to stand alone as a study of war in its entirety. It is this comprehensiveness which ensures that Clausewitz continues to be read, despite the fact that his examples are drawn from the campaigns of Frederick the Great and Napoleon Bonaparte in the late 18th and early 19th centuries, and describe battles waged with tactics and weaponry that were obsolete within decades of his death in 1831. Karl Maria von Clausewitz was born in Burg in 1780. He joined the Prussian army as an ensign, Fahnenjunker, in the 34th Infantry Regiment in 1792, seeing his first action at the age of 13 as the armies of the First Coalition confronted the armies of revolutionary France on the Rhine. In 1801, during the peace between Prussia and France, which followed, Clausewitz was admitted to the new military academy, Kriegsakademie, in Berlin. It was here that he was introduced to the teachings of the philosopher Immanuel Kant, 1724-1804, and here too that he became the protégé of the soldier and reformer, Gerd von Scharnhorst, the first director of the academy, who was to become a lasting influence on his life. On graduating at the head of his class in 1803, Clausewitz was appointed adjutant to Prince August of Prussia. During this period, he also met and fell in love with Marie, the daughter of Count von Brühl. Though their marriage was delayed for 7 years by the resistance of her family to a match with a social inferior, the relationship brought Clausewitz lasting personal happiness. His widow was to become...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?